to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It was so close to calling it a victory for Rick Santorum. His campaign celebrating. You see him last night, they were celebrating with a pizza party. They had pizza. Here's the embarrassing part. It was delivered by Herman Cain.
Yeah. Mitt Romney won the Iowa caucuses by defeating Rick Santorum by only eight votes. That's a record, yeah. To give you an idea of how close that is, if all of Newt Gingrich's ex-wives voted for Santorum, he would have won.
Rick Perry got himself beat up pretty bad in Iowa, but he's saying he's still in the race. He's going on, he's going down to South Carolina and start taking care of business down there. And he says the three things that he needs to concentrate on to rebuild his campaign, financing, got to have financing. It's very expensive to run, got to have financing. Voter support, got to have your voter support. And number three, whoops.
Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and David Letterman all having some fun with the GOP candidates, the Iowa caucuses, and the race. Number one on the countdown. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. We're overviewing the week ending Friday, January 6th, as far as talk is concerned on radio and television. The big hits, the top 10, determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine as they monitor hundreds of radio programs and stations across the country. Sports talk is number 10, the bowl games. And are there too many of them? That's the question. L.A. arson case number 9, the protest number 8, violent in Iraq number 7, number 6, shooting at that middle school in Texas. The economic outlook for this year is number 5, military budget cuts are 4. National Defense Authorization Act number 3. Iran is number 2, and the presidential race is number 1. Talkos Paul W. Smith here with Michigan Attorney General Bill Shute, who was very happy that Mitt Romney won in Iowa this week.
Congratulations on a win.
Yeah, I'd say that's a big gift that Mitt Romney got. He's having a happy new year. This was a big win in Iowa, and some people spent 100 days in Iowa, and Mitt Romney spent maybe about a handful and won. So I was, that's big news for our Michigan guy.
And now the hope after something like this is the momentum, the big mo, if you will, and that's what certainly he's hoping for this Tuesday in New Hampshire.
Well, you know, this is a marathon, and in the end, in it'll be a jobs election about someone who wants to bring more paychecks and jobs to Michigan and America, and that's Mitt Romney and his experience versus, you know, Barack Obama, who is he's failed as a president in terms of the economy. And so in the end, it'll be about who can go toe-to-toe with Barack Obama, talk about jobs, talk about paychecks, and our guy, Romney's got the endurance and the organization to go the distance. So it's on to New Hampshire and then South Carolina, Florida, and we're knocking on Michigan's door on February 28th.
So why do you think there'd been the attitude of the anyone but Mitt when at a time when the Republicans had for the first time in a long time an opportunity to back somebody wholeheartedly that looked the part and looked like he could beat to Barack Obama? What has been the difficulty?
You see, I don't view it as a difficulty at all. I view it just as normal competition. You've got 7 people involved in the campaign. You know, a few may fall off after last night, so Romney went in Iowa, but when you have 7 candidates and everybody out there scrapping, and it's, you know, it's a marathon, and you go hill by hill, it's hand-to-hand combat. And so the fact that Romney came out on top, I think, is tremendous given the competition out there. So, frankly, the winning in Iowa was a big deal, and when you have 7 people in the race to get 25% and everyone's beating on you, I'd say that's a big deal and a big day.
More on the GOP race and the departure of Michelle Bachmann. We'll cover that next on the countdown.
Make saving more at Rite Aid your best resolution yet. Now through January 28th, you can earn a $20 plus up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Start the year off with better savings at Rite Aid. Resolution rewards is another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase when qualifying threshold is met. Plus up expires February 11th, 2012.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
An annual study by Fidelity Investments finds that many Americans are continuing to put their financial houses back in order by resolving to save more and spend less in the new year. In fact, nearly half of those making a resolution to save more plan to double their savings goals in 2012. But making and keeping a financial resolution can be a challenge. Ken Hevert is a vice president at Fidelity Investments.
In this uncertain economy, Fidelity can help investors focus on the financial aspects of their lives that they can control, whether that be creating long-term savings plans leading up to or living in retirement, or addressing short-term goals like building an emergency fund or developing a budget to determine where spending can be reduced. No matter what your financial goal, there's no time like the new year to get started.
To get started, visit Fidelity.com or call 1-800-FIDELITY. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSC, SIPC.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
I guess we're counting down or counting up. Depends on the way you look at the top ten. Hot hits in talk radio this week. The GOP race for the presidency, number one. Here's host John Williams with a couple of callers who aren't sorry to see Ms. Bachman go.
If you go to PolitiFact, and I'm sorry if you don't want to believe places like PolitiFact or Snopes or other sites that live to tell the truth on both sides, here's what PolitiFact says. It is critical because in her speech, in her concession speech, she says, I always spoke the truth. And just next to that, just before, just after, she said the president is for the first time going to fund with tax dollars abortions. And I thought, I think that's a pretty good debate. I just wonder what PolitiFact would say. Here's what PolitiFact says. At the climax of the health care debate from the floor, House Republican leader John Boehner said that even with the executive order from the president, the Senate bill would provide taxpayer funding of abortions for the first time in 30 years. We don't agree. It's understandable that abortion foes oppose a proposal that gives more people the opportunity to obtain insurance that covers abortion, but it's another thing to say those abortion services would be paid with federal dollars. The Senate bill states very clearly that public funding through tax credits and government subsidies for elective abortion services offered in the exchange is prohibited. But more than that, the bill sets up a mechanism to ensure that abortion services offered in the exchange are paid entirely from patient premiums, premiums paid by people who have chosen a private plan that covers abortion. All right, let's pick up a couple of phone lines. We'll start with Richard in Minneapolis.
And I am so glad she's gone. I cannot believe, and it really is demoralizing to me, that someone as twisted and such a whack job can get as far as she is. It's just bizarre to me, and it's painful. I mean, I'm from Minnesota, and all you Minnesotans, man, what are you thinking to put somebody like that in? Get her out of there, please.
This is Scott in Apple Valley.
Well, I'm concerned for America just like she is, but for different reasons. Is this the best that we can do, really? I mean, I have coffee with people in the morning that any one of these people could be better than the whole lot put together. And I can't believe that somebody like this could get in a position like this and then represent us. I mean, that was no concession speech. There was no humility there. I'm amazed that there isn't some kind of a mental health standard that some of these people have to. There's a threshold. Are we going to just take anybody? Is that what we're down to?
Talk host Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Rob Hunter talking about Mitt Romney beating Rick Santorum by 8 votes in Iowa. And if that really is a win.
I don't understand, nor do I concede its importance in the world of politics. Iowa is the first of the primaries. They call it a caucus there. It's the same concept, if you will, that both Democrats and Republicans adhere to on the path every 4 years of picking a president. All right. So we head into Iowa with all kinds of polls and research and statistics and whatnot. And for the most part, the numbers came out about like people said they would. I don't know if you saw the one number yesterday, 41%. Yesterday, 41% of registered Republicans in Iowa said they were undecided. They didn't know who they were going to vote for in the caucus. And what we see by the numbers are that the undecideds, when they walked in, And walked into the caucus room, right, Rob, and started this game of Red Rover sends one of your delegates right over, which is about how it sounds to me.
Yeah.
They didn't break towards Ron Paul as much as they broke towards Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney.
Well, what's interesting, too, is I saw you see entrance polls before you go in Iowa.
Okay,
CNN
okay.
Reporting this. So they're asking people
all the way in.
All the way in.
Who do you support?
But the interesting thing is you can change your mind a lot easier in Iowa than you can in a voting booth because it's a long, drawn-out process.
And there's debate going on.
So that break towards Santorum could have actually happened when people were in the room and people were persuaded because of the passionate Rick Santorum voters or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's like horse trading. It's very interesting.
Okay, so here's what comes out of it. Mitt Romney wins. Now, there's
barely.
Two ways you can look at it. He wins by 8 votes.
Yeah.
It was 30,015 to 30,007. That's pretty darn close. That's a squeaker. I demand a recount. So, is it Rob, our political expert around here?
Yep.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing that Romney won? Is this a positive or a negative?
I actually think it's a positive for him because he didn't put any weight in Iowa. He basically stayed in New Hampshire, and he started visiting there more recently because it was clear that he had a chance to win. But, you know, 2 months ago, he wasn't expecting to win. He was expecting to come in like third.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of a strategy that Hillary sort of used 2008. She competed late, came in third, was almost deemed out of the race, but then she won New Hampshire.
Now,
so for Romney to win this is big momentum going into New Hampshire.
Let me play counterpoint to that. Let me make an argument against that. While Romney didn't spend a lot of time in Iowa, he outspent all the other candidates on radio and TV ads. He spent millions.
But he also has the most money.
Where Santorum spent hundreds. You know, I mean, he outspent them like 10 to 1.
What?
So while he wasn't there, he was inundating the airwaves.
But that's all Santorum did. Santorum put all his eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
He went in Iowa, and he has no ground game, no organs, because a lot of this takes people on the ground getting your word out for you, your supporters. So that's going to be Santorum's challenge from here on out.
We all agree it was a win for Rick Santorum.
Because if he didn't win in Iowa,
he was done.
He would have probably bowed out just like Michelle Bachmann did.
Right.
And that would be the end of his campaign. He had to go hard in Iowa or else the whole campaign is over and done with.
Iran is number 2, and that's next on the countdown.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, number two, you're on. Talk host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer with a conversation and a concentration on Iran and what we ought to do to stop them from getting nuclear weaponry.
Do you think the Iranians are actually developing a nuclear weapon? And if you do think that, how do you know? If so, how do you think that they should be stopped? Should they do economic sanctions and diplomacy? Should there be a blockade, military strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities, special ops to destroy from within or by some sort of cyber warfare? This is an issue, you know, with Ron Paul's foreign policy and Newt Gingrich's statements yesterday about Paul's foreign policy being dangerous because if the Iranians get a nuclear weapon, what's going to happen? What do you think about this, Tom?
I do think they are, and how do I know? I don't, but what little we do know, when you see satellite photographs of a site in Iran that one day has several buildings, and 2 weeks later, there is not a thing on the ground. And we don't get any reports, but you are getting, I don't know if they're echoes or if they're whispers, but there have been reports that perhaps Israel has taken some matters into its own hands or somebody, and that they are eliminating points of interest or danger to that are a threat to Israel. And in this case, you know what? I don't know if it's true, but I've seen reports and the pictures you can find of this particular site in Iran where they were apparently...
Natanz.
What is it called?
Well, there's a bunch. There are several different nuclear sites in Iran. You're speaking about the site where there was an explosion.
Yes.
Recently. And it shows the nature of the damage, because of the satellite picture where the buildings are there, and then after the explosion, they're gone. This is the place where it's a missile research facility.
Right.
Where there was the explosion that killed the general.
Processing yellow cake or manufacturing yellow cake?
No. This is where there was, this is a missile facility where there was an explosion that killed off the general in charge of the nuclear program and the missiles. And they showed the difference between the two. You know, it's just interesting because we have all these sabers rattling, and it's very interesting because you have Ron Paul, who's a Republican, saying, no, this is a mistake. And then you have John Yoo, who was one of the most conservative, counselors for the president. This is the guy that wrote all the findings about how they can put these guys in Guantanamo Bay and so forth, who is agreeing with the president, basically, saying that no option should be off the table in terms of dealing with this.
Number three on the countdown this week is the National Defense Authorization Act. Host Tom Rotan talking to Congressman Jeff Davis of West Virginia about the constitutional concerns over this legislation.
legislation.
The National Defense Authorization Act for 2012 was signed into law on December 31st by President Obama after he at first said he would veto it. There are a lot of concerns here, and even Senator McCain seemed to be caught off guard when someone informed him that the NDAA included a repeal of sodomy and bestiality laws for the military. He seemed like he didn't know that that was in there. But it indeed is in there, and there are some other constitutional concerns, and a lot of constitutional experts have questioned this. And one of the things is that even Department of Homeland Security documents have suggested that pro-life activists could be potential terrorists. Well, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute says that could we see, because of the NDAA, pro-lifers being detained by the military indefinitely, because that's one of the aspects of the NDAA.
Hardcore person committed to the sanctity of life and the Second Amendment, I can tell you that no such thing could happen under law, under that law. If somebody went out and started blowing up abortion clinics or something like that and started committing clear federal felonies interstate or within a state jurisdiction, they would fall under the state or federal law. One thing I'd like to clarify, I actually have here for have the language. Nothing in this in the section, it's sections 10.1 and 10.2 of the fiscal year 2012 National Defense Authorization. Anybody can pull this language and text online. And rather than folks all getting stirred up about what might happen if I would come back to what the rule of law and the jurisdiction is, specifically in dealing with this. This is focused on foreign terrorists that are associated with direct actions against the United States. And it says, first of all, in 10.1 paragraph E, under the authority section, it says nothing in this section shall be construed to affect existing law, that's all law, or authorities relating to the detention of United States citizens, lawful resident aliens of the United States, or any other persons who are captured or arrested in the United States.
800-510-8255. Your calls on a Countdown Extra. Coming up when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, there's no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to say it. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too.
Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics. Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Richard for this job last summer. So you may be wondering, why am I appointing him today? It would be a good question. For almost half a year, Republicans in the Senate have blocked Richard's confirmation. They refused to even give Richard an up or down vote. Now, this is not because Richard's not qualified. There's no question that Richard is the right person for the job. He's got the support of Democrats and Republicans around the country. A majority of attorney generals, Richard's a former attorney general, a majority of attorney generals from both parties across the country have called for Richard to be confirmed. Your local members of Congress who are here today, they support him. He has the support of a majority in the Senate. Everyone agrees Richard is more than qualified. So what's the problem, you might ask? The only reason Republicans in the Senate have blocked Richard is because they don't agree with the law that set up a consumer watchdog in the first place. They want to weaken the law. They want to water it down. And by the way, a lot of folks in the financial industry have poured millions of dollars to try to water it down.
All right, so there's the president. What he was. The question came up this week as we are pursuing a talk radio countdown show extra, sort of a detour, if you will. President appointing Richard Corday to head up the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau caused a lot of controversy by passing Congress. Not the first time it's been done under any circumstances. The president and some other controversial things going on this week as well. which did make the countdown in terms of the passing of that controversial bill. Both the House and the Senate voted for it, and he signed off on it. So under these circumstances where there are controversies that are brought about by sort of going around what the status quo has been or what the Constitution seems to say or what has always been the tradition, is Obama a bad guy because he's doing it now? What about the other people who have done it before him? 800-510-8255. Countdown Extra callers coming up in a moment here.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Jay Farner here. Happy New Year from Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
800-510-8255. As we explore the essence of on the Countdown Show, this Cordray, I said Corday before. There's an R in there. Actually, two of them. Mr. Cordray. So, do you find this objectionable? Is it going to be that you're picking on Obama because you don't like him? There are plenty of reasons, I suppose, not to. But the National Defense Authorization Act, I was making reference to a couple of things, but that's specifically done. He's not the only one who is involved in that. The Republicans were involved in that. So they're all guilty of the same thing, are they not? Obfuscating the rules, the law, the Constitution, and you and I take it in the chops. 800-510-8255. We'll start your calls with Jackie, who's in Idaho.
I didn't vote for Obama, and I probably won't vote for him again. But I got to tell you,
somebody's got to do something. And the Republicans and the Democrats, my Congress, I'm just ashamed of them, totally ashamed. And somebody has got to start doing something. Our country needs fixed, and everybody wants to stand around and talk about it and not do anything. At least he's doing something, and I got to back him on this.
Okay. She backs him. Do you? 800-510-8255. A so-called recess appointment. Clinton did it. Bush did it. I'm sure if we go back in history over at least most of the presidents in our lifetime, we'd find them all doing it. But it always starts this sort of controversy. Randy is in Kansas City on the countdown.
President Obama, I mean, what he's doing is, all the presidents do this a little bit, but at least they bring them up before the Senate to have a discussion about them. And if they don't like them, you know, they'll turn them down. But he hasn't even done that. Even you listen to what he said. He says, by the law, and the Republicans in the Senate, you know, won't go by the law. Well, they don't have the majority in the Senate. They can turn them down, and then President Obama can put them in there. But he doesn't even want to do that. That's dictatorship.
All right, so Randy thinks that Obama's acting like a dictator. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Talk radio countdown show sampling calls. Oftentimes what we do is take your call. Sometimes put it on the air live. Sometimes we edit it for playback later. We listen to all these talk radio programs, hosts and shows and stations around the country, and pay close attention to their calls as well. Here's Phil in California.
I would just encourage people to go ahead and look at some of the historical rate of recess appointments, and what they would find if they looked at it was that President Reagan actually did them at a much higher rate than President Obama. As a matter of fact, the last five presidents, President Obama has done recess appointments at a lower rate than any other president. And so I would just encourage people to, there are a lot of people who have really very negative feelings about President Obama, and I doubt that there's very much that can be said to change their minds about that. But at least if they could go ahead and look at the facts as we know them, and the rate of historical, the rate at which presidents have done these recess appointments, what they'll find is actually, if they're condemning President Obama for doing these recess appointments, then they should have been even more upset at President Bush and even more upset at President Reagan. So I'm just encouraging people to to look at the facts and maybe look at to see the rate of historical presidential recess appointments.
All right, so there's a gentleman who sort of gets the same, he has the same take on this, sort of gets the same point I'm making. A lot more of this has been done other than just President Obama. Recess appointments are in our focus. 800-510-8255. Tony is in Southport, North Carolina. You're next on the countdown, Tony.
Thank you, Doug. The lady called a while ago, she said that we feel like Congress, you know, we need to kind of do away with all the Congress and maybe start over. The problem is most people feel like their congressperson is okay. It's all the other ones. So we reelect our congressperson, and the same ones get put back in. My thing is term limits, and I know we can't wipe the slate clean to start over, but I do believe we still need to go with term limits and really look at our personal congresspeople and really find out where the problem is.
Well, you may or may not have heard me. This is a rehash of an idea that I have been behind for a long time. I'll just restate it here for conversational purposes. I would like to see the Constitution change. That's what we have. You got to have a constitutional convention. 36 states have got to sign off on radical changes. As you said, we all like our congressmen. It's the other guy's fault. Well, that's not true at all. Not true, not even close to being true. There's so many that are out to lunch. So here's the solution that I've come up with, and I just challenge people to come up with their own solutions. This is for discussion, or maybe it makes so much sense everybody gets on the bandwagon. Everybody serves one term. That's the amendment that requires one term for the president. That's 6 years. One term only for Senate. 6 years. One term only for Congress, for the House. And you don't have them all elected. You have an election every, I think we ought to have elections every year for referendum questions. 1 year it's local, 1 year it's national. So governors, 6 years, all that stuff. Then you can't get into somebody's pocket in terms of cash contributions for campaigns because you're only going to be in that office one time and one time only. That's
absolutely
my solution.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. All right, Tony, thank you. 800-510-8255. Let's go to Vermont. John, you're on the air.
I'm not shocked at what he's done by other presidents. I agree, have used it, but Obama, who supposedly came into office as the great uniter, has proven to be the great divider. I mean, he can't work with Congress. In fact, we all know he's socialist and Marxist, but I think we have to throw one more thing in there. I think he wants to be a wannabe dictator, because if he were in China, he'd be able to pass everything he wants, and that's what he wants. The bottom line, I just want to clarify a few issues that earlier people said. He said he is here for the best of the country. No, I kissed the ground every day that the Republicans went in to stop him. I mean, we're still cleaning up from this Obamacare and everything else.
If you don't like Obama, everything he does is wrong. In terms of his person, I saw something that was pretty dramatic. You may or may not have seen a video that's making it around on YouTube of Mrs. Obama's shoes. Have any of you seen that? Mrs. Obama has $600 shoes. And the underscore is the president spent all this money on his trip to Hawaii for Christmas. His wife has very expensive clothing. Their lifestyle is lavish and in the style of royals. And yet they're trying to get people to come back around to understanding that he's for the common man and for common good. And we need to take the 1 in 99 crowd. So you've maybe seen that. There's a reason for some people not to like him. There are all kinds of reasons for people not to like him. But that's true of whoever is there. We've wasted the last year already, wasted, and we'll spend another year talking about not the issues necessarily in general, because there are lots of them, but three or four issues that, and the economy is one of them, as we ramp up to the presidential election with the primaries going on now. And by the way, this program was the only program on the air at the time it went on the air, rehashing live the events of the first caucus. It'll be the same this next week. We're on the air live nationally, and no other program is on live. So it's kind of a cool thing. If you want to catch on and you're not listening live, you can go to DougStefan.com and listen live as 4 o'clock Eastern Time becomes the jumping off point for all this information and conversation after each one of these caucuses or elections on Wednesday morning, because all the elections are on a Tuesday. 800-510-8255. Jane is in Hickory, North Carolina, one of the longstanding Countdown affiliates. Yes, go ahead, Janie.
It's my understanding that Congress was in recess, that that's not the issue, that he did a recess appointment. It was that it wasn't technically in recess, and he has to have voted that.
Well,
so he just did what he wanted.
You can hang people on technicality, and that's okay. The point is that the process wasn't followed here, and it hasn't been followed, but someplace, somewhere, apparently in the Constitution, it allows these recess appointments. We just, generally speaking, don't like it because it's another obfuscation. It's another way of making a dictatorial decision that people don't feel like they had any say in. Thank you for your call. Here's Ward in North Carolina.
I am 100% behind Barack Obama, and I am glad to see him stand up and start talking now. I want to see a fight come out of him this year, because I am tired of seeing these obfuscating Republicans, and they're just creating the problems. You can listen to them if you want to, because I've done it in the past, and they say one thing about their negative opponents, the Democrats, but as it turns out, later on, you'll find out they're doing the very thing they're complaining about the other side. Watch them and see if I ain't right there.
You are right, sir. 800-510-8255. Kelly in Indiana, cap this conversation for us.
I just want to say there's a difference between being in recess and then pro forma.
okay? And people need to bone up on that and realize that the Congress was not in session. But we Republicans want to make sure that we hold President Barack Obama to his promise, the one that he made, that if he didn't fix the economy in 3 years, then his presidency was going to be a one-term proposition.
All right.
And we want to make damn sure that's the case.
All right.
FYI, people.
All right, Kelly. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Back to the countdown, our first week of the countdown. A lot of repeat stuff, but we'll review a few more things in detail here as time allows. Up next on the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's
888-988-3325. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's quickly rehash as we go through from one, the caucuses, number two, Iran, number three, the National Defense Authorization Act, discussions of military budget cuts, number four. We're moving beyond that. Let's see, number five is the economic outlook for this next year. The Texas middle school shooting is number six. Listen to this.
Isn't there a better way? Do you have to take the life of a young person like this? And why the hell is there a shot in the back of his head? What is that? Now, I know that some of you are going to call, but think about it in terms of this way. What if it was your son or daughter? Right? What if it was your son or daughter? Everyone has a story. Every situation is different. Russ, welcome. Go ahead.
First of all, let's look at this in its proper perspective. We're talking about a 15-year-old kid here, not a 5-year-old child that has a gun in his hand and really doesn't know what he's doing. I understand he was told to drop it. Once he refused to drop it, the police made a decision. And basically, it's unfortunate. It would have been better if he had been wounded and dropped the gun. But the thing is that you cannot handcuff the police that way and try to force them and say, well, you have to shoot to wound. And then, you know, when they misfire and don't aim properly or something happens, well, now what are you going to do, put the cop in prison for killing the person? I mean, you just cannot do that. I mean, it just cannot happen. It's unfortunate, but these things happen. And the problem was he brought the gun to school, and he didn't drop it. And he paid the consequence. I'm sorry.
Well, what I mean is, it ever the fault, I suppose, of police using excessive force? I mean, you know that this is the thing. I mean, we don't know the situation, but from what, by all accounts, it sounds like they went in there, they just charged the hallway, dropped the gun. The kid was scared. He didn't drop the gun. He doesn't know what's going on. Bang, bang, bang. The kid's dead. Come on, Ross. Really?
Jen, what about all the shootings we've had across the country in schools? I mean, you have to take safety into consideration. And basically, you know, throughout the country, the word has to go out, this is what can happen to you if you bring a gun to school.
All right, so.
Yeah.
And to bringing guns to school.
All right. So there's host Jen Bryan with one of her callers about the Brownsville shooting of the boy in middle school. That's number 6. Number 7, Iraq violence. Number 8, the protest movement. Here is talk host Preston Scott and Eric Eggers talking about a Virginia elementary school where a group of third graders are being credited with writing a song about the protesters.
They are defending a song allegedly written, performed by a group of third graders, 8-year-olds. The song is called Part of the 99, performed by children at Woodbrook Elementary School in Virginia. Albemarle County, however you say that, Virginia. Listen to the lyrics. You tell me if you think third graders wrote this. Some people have it all, but they still don't think they have enough. They want more money, a faster ride. They're not content, never satisfied. Yes, they're the 1%. I used to be one of the 1%. I worked all the time. Isn't that what third graders always say? Isn't that a constant refrain of third graders, you know, Matt? Nieces, nephews, friends, kids? I mean,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I was around an eight-year-old the other day that was just, I mean, they sat down, popped open a beer, and talked about how hard it was at school that day. Working all the time.
And used the word content.
I used to be one of the 1%. I worked all the time, never saw my family, couldn't make life rhyme. Then the bubble burst. It really, really hurt. Lost my money, lost my pride, lost my home. Now, I'm part of the 99. You know what? You need a little Johnny Cash. Now, I'm part of the 99. That's what you need there. Some people have it all, but they still don't think they have enough. This is the chorus, obviously. They want more money, a faster ride. They're not content, never satisfied. Yes. They're the 1%. Verse 2. I used to be sad, now I'm satisfied, because I really have enough. Though I lost my yacht and plane, didn't need that extra stuff. Could have been much worse, you don't need to be first, because I've got my friends here by my side. Don't need it at all. I'm so happy to be part of the 99.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Do you really think a third grader wrote that?
Number 9 this week, the LA arson case. Number 10, the college. Did you?